NATO base in terms of the Canadian personnel?
Oh, yeah, they were from all over.
All over Canada.
Sure.
And Indian, French, Polish, Czech.
Yep. All over.
And everyone got along okay?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. There were schools on the base, so there was a lot of teachers. They were in a different barracks than us. The barrack block that we lived in was strictly nursing personnel. The other interesting thing that happened, now that we mentioned about barracks, there was an epidemic of polio, and there was 60-odd cases, and they had one barrack block fixed up to isolate these people. And the one I remember looking at, they brought in extra nurses from the other wings, the other places to help them. The one that I remember that I looked after was a woman, one of the airmen or officer's wives, I can't remember which, who was very bad polio and paralyzed. And they shipped her back to Canada. There was about 60 cases, and so everybody had to get inoculated or found out if they carried it, and so there was a lot of them. And I had worked with polio patients in Edmonton when I was in training. It was just at the end of one of the polio epidemics, and in my communicable diseases, I went to the Royal Alec Hospital, and they had iron lungs, and the old-fashioned way of looking after them. So I remember that.
I was just thinking back to how you mentioned in the Reserve Force that there was no formal training. I was just wondering, is that consistent through all Reserve Forces, or...?
I don't know.
Is it just...
I really don't know. I just know the one in Toronto and in Montreal at that time.
Mm-hmm. And just would it be just nurses that...
And I would just know nurses, yes.
Yeah.
Few of the females in the administration, but not very many of them.
Wouldn't have had?
Well, they had, a lot of them were post-war. They were in the service, you see, so they would have had training.
And in France, there was no training?
Oh,
or?
No, you were a civilian. You were called a goddamn civilian, a GD civilian.
Why is that?
Oh, it was just a token of you didn't have enough nerve to join up.
Oh, is that why you joined?
I guess. I don't know. No, I don't think so. It was more of a fun thing than anything else. Yeah.
Well, that is wonderful. Thank you very much, Jean, again.
You're very welcome. And I'll give you a few of the pictures.
Well, that would be wonderful. Thank you.